This song is called Hurricane. If you got any political pull at all, maybe you can help us get this man out of jail, back onto the streets.
Pistol shots ring out on a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the outer hall. She sees a bartender and a pool of blood. Has that my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Three bodies lying there, there's Patty C and another man in bellow moving mysteriously. I did do what he says and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw them leave and he says and he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Patty calls the cops and they arrive on the scene with the red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Cotter and a couple of friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the streets unless you wanna try the heat. Alfred Bellow laid this rap on the cops. Me and Arthur Dexter Bradley went here prowling around. We saw two men running out, they looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car without a state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. They took him to the infirmary, and though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. Four in the morning when they hauled Reuben in, took him to the hospital and they brought him upstairs. The wounded man looks up through his one dying eye, saying, why'd you bring him in here for? He ain't the guy. There's a story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell that one time he could have been the champion of the world. The ghettos are in flame. Rumors in South America fighting for his name. While Arthur Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game. And the cops up with the screws to him looking for someone to blame. Remember that murder that happened at a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Think you like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night. Don't forget now your way. Cops said a poor boy like you could use a break. We've got you for that motel job and we're talking to your friend Bellow. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. Who'll be doing society a favor? That son of a bitch is brave and get braver. We want to put his ass in stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman jail. Oh, take a man out with just one punch. But he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he said, and I do it for the pay. When it's over, I just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. Oh, they could not produce the gun. The DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old white jury agreed. Reuben Carter was falsely tried. Crime was murder, one and guess who testified? Arthur Dixon, Bradley and Bellow, and they both lied. In the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously frayed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed to live in a land where justice is a game. The criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch their sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. That's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell when one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Larry can stay there.